These are the letters to the editor. The first one from Marianne Bauman of Allentown, Pennsylvania. She writes about unpacking white privilege from the January 2020 issue. Thank you for the helpful article, Unpacking White Privilege, especially the list of 26 things that European Americans do not have to face when visiting a predominantly white church. I would like to add a number 27. European Americans do not usually encounter averted eyes and handshake avoidance when sharing the passing of the peace. This from Randy and Cathro Gimbrell of Green Valley, Arizona. I'm so disappointed and offended by the very idea that, as representatives of the ELCA, you would assume, because I am white, I need to unpack my privilege and repent for the church's complicity in slavery. I've never owned a slave and abhor the idea. And making assumptions and judgments based on color is the very definition of racism. Reverend Gary McCluskey of Tempe, Arizona writes, "Thank you for the article, Bread for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. As I read it this morning, I was saddened to hear on the news of the new requirements for the SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, being proposed for states, which will essentially take many thousands off the program. Hopefully this article will inspire emails and letters to oppose such. As a campus pastor, I'm also reminded that at our university, over a third of all students surveyed say they suffer food anxiety in any given week. Sadly, this is about the average on university campuses around the United States. The cost of higher education results in more than a large student debt load. Thank you for sharing the bad news so that we might respond with the abundant good news given to us in Jesus Christ." This letter from Reverend David Shoup of West Bend, Wisconsin. "I read The Light of the World, Understanding the Advent Wreath in the December issue, and it both disturbed me and challenged me to think. It's an important historical understanding of Advent Wreath from a Northern European perspective. Light and darkness have been powerful symbols in the church, and for some continue to be powerful symbols. But those symbols can also carry less beautiful understandings. In fact, they're reminders of exclusion and pain. For many of our Christian siblings, reducing our understanding to this image may not lead to hope and expectation we assume. It would have been helpful to offer some other Advent images alongside this one." Christopher DeFonso of Mission Viejo, California writes, "I read with great interest Navy Chaplain Aaron Fuller's article in the November 2019 issue, A Veteran's Struggle to Connect. I really appreciated his raw honesty. I feel it's important for people of faith to be honest, given that faith is organic and thus fluctuates. I also feel it's very helpful for ordinary people like myself to hear that esteemed people, whether chaplains or pastors or even folks like Mother Teresa, struggle with life and faith. That way, we ordinary people don't feel so alone or less worthy. For each person, life and faith are a matter of endurance. Life is a patchwork of good and great moments and bad and horrible moments. Days that are 100% good or 100% bad are very rare." Chaplain Fuller wrote, "I stay silent, but the silence is isolating." He's correct about silence being isolating. I pray that he seeks help from friends and others to overcome his cynicism and fatigue, both physical and psychological.